Greetings, trainers. You know what day today is. It is Pokemon Monday. This is Tyler Nagata, and with us today is also Hank the Tank. Take his Bidoof to the bank, Gilbert.
Hello, Henry Gilbert.
And of course, as always, your host, the one with the most Pokemon in her PC box, the wonderful Miss Carolyn Goodmunson.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Carolyn.
Tyler, may I say that was the best intro we've ever had, I believe.
Yeah,
thank you. I do what I can.
Yeah. That was good.
I'm a rare guest on
yeah,
this show.
Yeah, you've got, like, you're definitely a rare encounter, encounter rate.
A low encounter rate.
Like, so,
well,
I'll
do what I can.
We're very excited to have you.
I'm very honored to be here, as always.
Mike Grimm's not here. I don't know where Mike Grimm is today. He kind of dropped off the face of the planet.
I don't know what he's doing.
But I was going to do a quick update about my continued impressions on Black and White. You guys want to hear?
Yes.
Heck yeah, I want to know how it's going.
I don't have too much going on, but I did just get Surf pretty recently.
Oh, wow.
And I want to say, once you get Surf, so much stuff in the game opens up to the point where, like, I don't know about you guys, but probably my favorite thing about playing a new Pokemon game is exploring the overworld and finding all the nooks and crannies of the region.
Oh, yeah.
And when Surf opens up, like, I like to, when I get my HMs, to, like, go back and, like, try and get into all the areas that I saw as I was going and I couldn't get to because I missed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, or because I didn't have the right HM. So, yeah, once I got Surf, I went back to Route 1, and you can Surf and go all over the place. And
now, is Surf the first of those sort of exploring HMs that kind of open up other paths?
Well, Surf, I think, is the third HM you get in.
Oh, okay.
In Black and White, and you do get Cut and Strength before it. As I've been going along, I haven't seen that many places where Cut is used to get to a new area, just a couple. Mm. And same with Strength. I haven't noticed it very much. Mm-hmm. But Surf is one of those two where I think it's, like, a lot more interesting to explore because, like, it's really obvious when you see the little tree that you can cut because they all look identical. It's like,
right. There's
a spot where I need to cut. And the Strength, you see the big boulder, you're like, that's a Strength boulder.
Yeah.
Whereas Surf, it's like, there's water all over the, like, it's a little more subtle, like,
yeah,
where you can kind of
get your feet wet and explore.
It opens up a huge amount of new places to go to.
Yeah, like, the two of the three of the legendary trio from this game are open now that you have that once you get Surf. I wanted to mention them really quick, too. They're really cool. Do you know that they're a fighting trio? They're all dual-type fighting.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So these are the ones who aren't Reshiram and Zerur.
They're the trio of
I see.
So I think they're a little more interesting than last generation's trio, the psychic trio. I wasn't really a big I don't know about everybody else, but I wasn't really a big fan of the psychic trio last generation.
I'm unfamiliar with them.
But yeah, they're cool. They're all dual type. One steel fighting, which is not an unheard of dual type, but it's a really cool combination. A lot of resistance is going on with
it. Sounds like a powerful combination.
Very powerful combination, yeah. And then the other one that I need to go after is a grass, dual type grass fighting.
Grass fighting,
which
that
is really
sounds
cool.
I don't there's not a lot of those.
I think there must be at least, but I can't think of who it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck for thinking of one.
I need to look that up. I should have before we came on. but then the one that I know that there's no other is there's the third one that I think you have to wait till you get to Victory Road to get is a dual-type rock fighting, which I'm pretty sure that's the only rock.
Rock fighting. Yeah.
I like that. Steel fighting and rock fighting. That's straightforward.
Yeah.
None of this fancy psychic playing
playing
Jedi mind games.
The thing that was really boring to me about the last psychic trio is that they were all single type. They were all psychic, weren't they?
That's pretty lame.
I was gonna go after them, but I don't know. To me, I need to be like so prepared to like go on my legendary battles that.
What level are your guys at mostly right now?
40s. My starter is like level 45, and then I've got the fighting guy, the triple stager fighting guy. I always forget his name. Who evolves through trading. He's in the 40s, and then I'm just leveling up my the Kokoro Mori guy up to he's like high. Actually, I think he may have just hit 40. And then I've got that ice cream cone.
Yeah.
I need to start memorizing the names. This is so embarrassing.
Ice cream cone.
But yeah, the ice cream cone guy is like high 40s too, so.
Ice cream no hito.
Yeah.
Do you have any HM slaves yet, now that you have three exploring HMs?
I've been using the mole, the drill mole guy as my... He can only learn two HMs.
Cut like and strength, I would
I don't, yeah, he knows cut and strength. And then I put surf on the Yorkie dog.
he can learn surf? That's great. Well, yeah. I guess dogs dog paddle.
Yeah, so...
That's the one thing I like about surf is you get to see the different... water sprite of that Pokemon kind of paddling through the water.
Yeah, although it's the same as the previous generations. It's just like a blob.
Oh,
like,
really?
You don't really see, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I guess I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, it's cool.
then you get to surf by all the Pokemon NPCs fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't actually encountered any swimmers or anything yet, but I've been swimming through, like, Route 18. And, yeah, so far, so good. I've just been kind of exploring all my options with surf, and I was thinking about going after those legendaries. And there's also a spot, if you go back down on Route 1 and start surfing west, where you get a Mararuba egg, which is a really sweet Pokemon. So leave a spot in your party, you guys, if you're going west on Route 1. Because he's really cool. And he's kind of unusual. He evolves at level 59 through regular evolution.
Wow, 59?
Yeah, and he's a out of control stats, and he's a bug fire type, which is really cool. Huh. Cool type bug fire. So, but yeah, so 50. That's about it. And I really like the dowsing machine in this generation too. The dowsing machine is really awesome.
How does it work?
Mm-hmm. It works as pretty much. It looks different, but it works pretty much the same as the previous generation. But you don't have to tap the screen. You know how before you had to like tap the screen to see like the little like radar and see where the item is. This one is just like you can see the little dowsing rods. And, like, it just points in the direction. Like, there's basically just, like, an arrow on the screen that says, like, oh, walk right, walk up. And you don't have to, like, touch anything.
Cool.
So that's cool. And then, oh, before I forget, you guys. I was going to mention to everybody who imported. I still don't know exactly how many of the listeners have actually imported the game and how many are waiting.
Mm.
That might be nice to know if you guys could tell us in the comments. But if you did import, make sure that you download the Liberty Ticket sometime this week. Because I think the last day for the Liberty Ticket download is October 18th, which is a week from today.
That's coming right up.
Yeah, you guys. So download it. And you can do it by going to the mystery gift option, which I think is like the third option down when you start your game. And select the Wi-Fi, and you should be able to download it. I did it this morning, and it worked fine. So,
and what does that open up?
Victini. You get Victini. Oh, right, Liberty ticket. Right. So, you guys, make sure you get your Liberty ticket. It takes 5 seconds. Go do it.
How many are you done with all?
Did you do that from
home
or at the office?
I did it at the office. Our Wi-Fi is finally back up.
I forget what the problem I was having, but I was having a hard time getting the Pokemon Wireless to work with my router the way it was set up with my security or whatever.
I think you still need WEP, which is really silly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The inferior WEP is what you need.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if even if it takes going to your friend's house or whatever, make sure you get that before it's too late.
What, how many badges you up to? Or
I've still got 7. I haven't really. Okay.
You've been
really
pushing
back.
To get
yeah.
The, I see.
I've been surfing around, just being lazy like a surfer, going all around. Just.
Well, so do you know if the legendaries are they random encounters or are they set event like things? Only in one spot. I mean.
Which ones?
The three the fighting ones.
One is I think a set one is a roam. I think two of them are set encounters, and one of them is roaming.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I hate roaming legendaries, you guys. Yeah,
I know.
I hate roaming legendaries.
They drove me crazy in yeah. Heart Gold. Mm. Just a stupid Ray.
Yeah. It's not cool. At least you could raise the okay game.
You mean like hunting them down, following them around the map, and
yeah. Sorry, I'm nodding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot we were recording. Yes. Yeah, and it's like if you have a roaming legendary, it's like at least make the catch rate a little bit better.
Because they break out of it so many times, and then like even the one that would drive me crazy with the ones in Heart Gold was that. Like, even if you would stop them from running away, like, there was, like, a 1 in 10 chance they'd just use Roar and get rid of you again and be gone. Like, that was so annoying.
But at least in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, they fixed that bug where if they roared,
they'd never show up again. Yeah, yeah. That's insane that happened. I didn't know about that.
Really terrible.
I didn't bother with any of the roamings in Soul Silver.
I love those
guys. If you want to be on my team, you better come to me, Pokemon. I don't have time to raise weakling Pokemon to just scratch you down to the point where I can ball you up.
Wow, that's
mean.
I got a purpose.
Yeah.
I have a mission. Yeah. I have more badges to get.
I feel you on that one.
I was like following them around the map and I was looking for them. Like,
Yeah. That's one of those things where I usually wait till the very, very end to get the roaming. It's like when I have nothing else to do, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get those roaming Pokemon.
I try to parse those out. If I'm up to like 6 or 7 badges, then I'll start getting some of the legendaries. But if some are opened, I'll wait and all that.
Wasn't there that one recommended skill that doesn't take them past 1 HP if it does too much damage?
Yeah, there's you can get False Swipe.
Okay, I think that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's a definite must when you're like when you're going after legendaries.
I should have.
Yeah.
Never used that.
I'll probably go do that pretty soon. I'm gonna wait till it's dark so I can use a Dusk Ball, although I think he's in a cave, so I guess it doesn't really matter, but I'll probably do it tonight. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about, I know a lot of people are asking about this, is the Dream World, like how you use the Pokemon Global Link site
with
Dream World to get the Pokemon with the different abilities and all that stuff, and how you use Dream World. I just signed up for the Pokemon Global Link site today. It's super easy. And this is for people who imported. I was really worried that they would need like a Japanese mailing address or something, because that's always how it is.
Oh.
It's super easy. So,
but is it all in Japanese?
Yes, but it's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
There's only like a couple different things, so
you can figure out the fields and whatnot.
Yeah. So, I'll probably link. I know there's at least one tutorial or whatever posted online where somebody just took a screenshot and like overlaid the English writing.
Oh, right, yeah.
But it's so easy.
I love it when people do that.
Yeah, my only problem was that I couldn't find my GameSync ID code, but you can find that when you I was like looking for it in the menus of the game, but you can find it when you start the game. And one of the options like below mystery gift is like your GameSync whatever and like GameSync settings, and if you go to that it displays your code at the top, so if you can't find that, that's where that is. But yeah, so you just go to pokemon-gl.com, I think, and all it asks you for is your email, which you can use any old email, it doesn't have to be a Japanese email address, and then it asks for just your town, like your city that you live in. You don't need an address. And it's only Japanese places, so I just picked Tokyo, whatever. And then the only other things it asks you for is a nickname for the site and whether you're a boy or a girl and whether you want the, like, whether you want to be on the mailing list or not. Like, that's all it asks you. Mm. So it took me, like, 5 seconds. And I think the Dream World is still down as of now, because when you go to the main site, like, you get the different, like, there's different, you can kind of tell what the different options are because they all have icons or whatever. It's actually a really cool site, even though for me it was taking a really long time to load because it's like super flashed out and like really fancy site. But yeah, I think the Dream World is actually still down, but there is one really cool thing you can do even if the Dream World is down, which is you can get different skins for your sea gear. So I guess you guys are probably unfamiliar with the sea gear.
Yeah, what
is that like? My grandma know what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's basically like kind of like Xbox Live for Pokemon. It's like on the bottom screen
in your menu.
The bottom screen, if you have the sea gear on, it displays like you can do Wi-Fi, wireless, or infrared. It's really cute. It's like a really, really cool menu. It's like it looks really cool. But you can make it look even cooler with these skins that you can get on the Pokemon Global Link site. Mm. So, and right now, the only one I think you can get is that there's a Pikachu one. And I'll post a link to like the directions for how to get it. But it's really easy. You just like, you go and you click on they have this button for like campaigns. It's an orange button if you're looking at the site. In the bottom right corner, I think. And then all you do is you vote for what Pokemon you would want to see in the Dream World. And then it gives you a little passphrase that you plug into the site. And you get this really cool Pikachu skin that when you select, you have like profile settings that you can go to. And and then the next time you sync up your game with your profile on the site, you'll have a nice little Pikachu skin.
Speaking of Pikachu, I know this is kind of old probably to most Pokemon fans, but I saw for the first time a video of the voice actor who plays Pikachu on this show saying Pikachu lines on, I think it was Pokemon Monday.
Sunday?
Or Pokemon Sunday. I'm sorry, Pokemon Sunday. Yeah. Uh-huh. But man, that lady is pretty cute.
She's adorable. I love how the host was like incredulous. He was like... He's like, so you're excited. No, you're not really Pikachu. Say it. She's like, oh, Pikachu. And he's like, one more time. And he's like, okay, you're totally Pikachu. She's so cute. Yeah, that was really cool.
Well, I saw a couple interesting news things on the internet. One was, these are both from Poke Beach, but they've been going around. So So I guess the 13th movie is out in Japan.
I think it's been out for a little while, yeah.
But apparently now they like the first trailer for the 14th movie was shown, and it seems to be like the first real black and white movie, and by that it's still in color. That's not what I mean, but yeah. But it the small clip just had. Reshiram and the other one going at Zekrom going at it and just like flying at each other, and it looked really cool to see them like animated and stuff. I hadn't really seen that before. And then
I think it would be really cool if it was in black and white. Or if maybe with like faux sepia scratches across the film.
But apparently, when the 13th movie comes out on DVD in Japan, it'll be more. They'll have a longer trailer for the 14th movie, which is scheduled for 2011 at some point.
Okay.
And then the other news I read was that GameStop put up like pre-order for Black and White.
Yeah.
But who knows if they made it, like the date they listed for it was April 22nd, the same day that Diamond and Pearl came out. Uh-huh. So that could have just been like... It could have just been them saying, like, oh, well, that was a day some Pokemon came out, so maybe this will be that it also comes out that day.
It seems fairly likely to me, because I think Black and White came out around the same time that Diamond and Pearl came out in Japan.
Yeah. So what's the official word? It's just spring 2011.
And that's all he's had is for that.
Yeah, yeah. What's funny is that GameStop will take a pre-order for anything.
Well,
like you could say you want to give them money to pre-order like the sixth generation of Pokemon games, and they will take your money. Yeah. Like they won't.
What was it? You had a funny story about going in there, and they and this is like right after Final Fantasy 13 had been announced, and then they tried to sell you a copy of that.
They tried to get me to pre-order Final Fantasy 13 when I was going to pick up the PS3. On launch, like at launch.
Oh my gosh.
And they tried to get me to put money down to pre-order Final Fantasy 13. I'm like, I think part of that is just because I'm not a dude and they think they can sell me anything. But
yeah, I think
I was just like,
yeah.
And I even said, like, dude, like, they haven't even announced what year that's going to come out.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yes, they have. It's coming out next year. And I'm like, you're lying to me. Like, he's serious. Like, he was totally lying.
Well, anything
yeah.
to get a sell, they got to sell.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the calendar here, and I think it'd be more likely April 24th, which is the Sunday closest to the 22nd.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's when Nintendo releases just about everything. It's on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
That's when Kirby's Epic Yarn is coming out. God, I'm so jealous of Brett
right now.
Ugh.
I haven't gotten to play with him yet, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I'm jealous of the both of you then, because you get to do some co-op S with that guy.
It's going to be fun. I've heard him playing, but I haven't gotten a chance to sit down and...
Oh, well. But this is the Kirby podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was all the news I saw.
Okay. Yeah, it's been kind of a slow news week. I just wanted to make sure, like, to me, the two main things this week are download your Liberty ticket, and if you haven't already, sign up for the global link if you imported. So, and I'll post links to all that stuff on the page.
There's also those sweet-looking DSi bundles.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. I'm jealous of those, and I'm not going to buy one, A, because I don't have the money, and B, because of the region locking with the DSi stuff.
Oh, that's right. I forgot DSi is a region lock.
I really hope that they come out here.
Well, they did do it before with the Diamond and Pearl guys, didn't they?
There was that limited edition... Yeah, the one with Palkia and Dialga on it. But that's another thing I wanted to mention, too, is that Eric discovered on eBay you can get the shells for the DS, and they only cost like $6 or $7, and you can re-case your DS.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I bought the... We got the Pikachu one, like the yellow one with the little Pikachu head silhouette.
Huh.
And then Eric got the one of my DS that got stolen, which is the limited edition Palkia and Dialga one. But you can tell that they're not official because, at least on the one, I've never seen the Pikachu one in real life, so I don't know how much it differs from the original. But like the one that he got, the Dialga and Palkia silhouettes were not the same color as the one on my legit one. Like, mine were sparkly, and his weren't sparkly. And the Palkia one was a lot lighter than mine. Like, mine was really, really subtle.
So it didn't have to do with, like, because usually when I see fake-looking, you know, art, it's more, you can tell by, like, the thickness of the lines or the way it's drawn, you know? But you think it, because the colors
it was
are
the color. Well, I didn't inspect it carefully, but the colors were definitely different. But we did get a really cool clear blue one, which to me reminds me of like the old Game Boys, like the even really old
Game
Boys.
I think I had that one. That was Glacier, I think it was.
Not related.
I had a clear white, like a clear one.
I remember the launch colors, like it was Glacier, Arctic, Indigo. I feel like there was a fourth, but maybe there wasn't. I just remember I had Arctic and my brother had Indigo. And the see-through one was the one we didn't have. I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Well, I'm getting bothered at Nintendo in general with these, like, these limited edition things and them seemingly not sending them to the U.S. Because, like, I just saw the Europe's getting that cool-looking...
the Red Wii.
Well, the Red Wii. And also the Mario 25th Anniversary DS. They're getting that, too. And it looks really neat. And, like... I'm just not going to bring it here. I'm used to just Japan getting it, but now when Japan and Europe get it, like now I'm really starting to feel left out. Same with, like, they haven't announced Mario Superstars, or, yeah, whatever, so Mario All-Stars to come out in the U.S. yet.
It'll come out eventually.
I hope so.
But I think we are going
to. Don't despair, Henry. Nintendo isn't a company. It's a human being that really actually loves you and cares
about
you as a person.
That's right. Visual. Thank you.
You are not a consumer to them.
But yeah, I think Cheryl and I are going to post a feature pretty soon about if you want to recase your DS, how to do it.
Sweet.
So, yeah. And one thing last thing I'm going to say about that is that it is good if you have a cracked hinge on your DS because it fixes the hinge.
Oh,
I know that's a
good
problem,
yeah.
Especially among the youngsters. not to stereotype, but Cracked Hinge happened to Cheryl too. So, and I know takes good care of her stuff.
I remember when I was a kid, like with my Game Boy. I think my original like giant Game Boy. I lost. What was it? First, I lost the back to it, like the battery cover,
mm-hmm.
and like its last day was when I took it to the beach and dropped it in the water, and then
oh Henry, I can just picture little Henry waiting out, dropping his tears.
Well, I wasn't waiting around. It was just
dropping his Game Boy.
The tide started coming in, but I was too engrossed in the game to move. And then when I realized it was time to move, I dropped it when I was getting up. It was a sad vacation.
Yeah. Oh no!
You were playing with power.
That's too bad.
Mother Earth.
That
sounds like an awesome feature, though. Reskinning your DS.
Yes. Oh, and the other thing too that was really funny on the eBay listing, it's like, oh, and you get a free additional hinge, like, and then it's like $3 value, and it's like, that's why all the hinges were cracking. They're using $3 hinges.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, so I hope
it probably costs way less than that too.
Oh yeah.
I hope the 3DS has stronger hinges.
I never had a problem with my hinge. I had problems with the first DS that I bought with it not going to sleep when I closed it. But I never actually had a problem. Like the hinge seemed fine. I had that problem where when you closed it, it would start like strobing and clicking. I don't know if anyone else had that problem.
No, I never.
And if you kind of peeked in, you could see the screen like flashing on and off, kind of like it wouldn't go to sleep properly.
I remember my DS Fat went to sleep fine.
But yeah, but that only happened. And plus I bought that was my DS Lite, and plus it was a refurbished one that I originally bought. But like I went in to trade it in because they were having a trade-in deal at GameStop for when I got my limited edition Pokemon DS. And like, you know how they do the inspection of the, like sitting there with like my eyes closed, like please not let it, because it only happened like half the time when you closed it would like do that weird, it would go like click, 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 and it would like strobe, like yeah. So I'm like, please end. It didn't happen. And I was like, yes. And I got my full.
That's good.
What do you mean strobe?
Like if you kind of peeked in, like instead of going to sleep, both the screens would just flash on and off.
Oh, okay.
And it would make a clicking noise.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what was going on there.
My DS was giving me trouble where the top screen would just get all these lines and just like corrupted looking little garbled images all over it. Sort of like an old NES, you know? And then I would have to like close my screen and open it and close it and open it to get it to show up clearly.
I remember when that was happening on yours. Yeah, that's really weird. The other thing too about the DS screens that really bugs me, if you hold them side by side, if you look at, I don't know if this happened with the original DS, but with the DS Lite, if you put two DSs side by side and one was new and one was like a year old, the screens were different colors. Like the screen discolors after a while.
Really?
Huh. And it's not really noticeable if you don't compare it to a new one.
Yeah, I've never. I should try that out.
Yeah, but yeah. So I hope we get the cool stuff here.
Yeah.
Because yeah, those the like you mentioned the DSIs, that the limited edition black and white ones are really cool looking.
See, that's the pain of like I'm gonna buy a 3DS on launch day, and I just know within a year like they're gonna have a cooler looking version of the 3DS.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we probably aren't gonna get those here because by the time black and white comes out here, the 3DS is gonna be either out or just coming out, so it seems like they
if it comes out in late March like they were saying, and then and then Pokemon is late April, like how can you sell a DS to kids again after a 3DS came out? That's just counterproductive with your advertising budget.
But then you would need a I think though that even I don't know, it's weird because like black and white has so many cool DSi specific features and enhancements, like the video chat and stuff on the live caster is really cool. You can just ping your friend and be like, oh, I see my friends what's online. Up? Bing, what's up on the video chat? And it's like, so.
You want a battle?
No, seriously. Yeah. And it's
I can't
like.
Wait.
Yeah, so. And I think a lot of people still don't have DSIs, at least.
Nah, I wasn't going to buy a third DS. Yeah. I bought two. I did not need a third one.
Yeah, so...
I wish I had gotten... If I had gotten an XL, I almost... I thought of getting an XL. It looked so good.
It's pretty
but,
neat.
I'm going to wait as long as possible.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely... I'm also not going to get it. If there wasn't a 3DS coming out next year, I might get a DSi XL. Just,
yeah, you never know. The price could drop like crazy when the 3DS comes out. You might be able to get like a really...
But then on the 3DS, like all the... I would hope all the DSiWare games are going to be on there.
I don't know. Is it?
It wouldn't
you
be.
You got
I mean,
me.
I don't think it's going to be because this... At least the when we... played it at E3, like the screens were totally different sizes, like like the top screen is way bigger than the bottom screen. I was always assuming, as soon as I saw the 3DS, I was assuming that it would not be backwards compatible. But
well, we'll see.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I guess it could be. But yeah, oh, should we get to Pokemon of the Week?
Yes.
What's Pokemon of the Week this week?
Nidoking.
I like
this
one. Yeah.
I actually know who that Pokemon is.
Yeah, so there's so many.
I like when it's one of the original 151.
Nidoking is kind of bursting with interesting things going on. Like, the most obvious thing is that Nidoking and Nidoqueen are, like, really unusual in that their genders are separate species.
Yeah, it was a weird experiment they did with the first game, and they never really repeated that, right?
So they're unique for that, and then they're also unique because Nidoking and we should just do Nidoking and Nidoqueen together, but for some reason I like kind of just was thinking about Nidoking. They're the only two poison ground dual types.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. That's a really cool typing to me. And one of to me of their abilities, I think the best one is Poison Point, which I don't know. I'm really intimidated by poison type Pokemon. I think the poison status effect is like one of the worst status effects. Like,
it's an annoying one to
have. It's really annoying. Yeah, and Poison Point I think is a 30% chance of poisoning with any attack that makes contact.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So, and that's another thing. Like, I can never memorize which attacks make contact and which don't.
Well, I like that Nidoking is so tough. I like that about and Nidoqueen.
And that's one of those ones, too, where their final evolution, it seems like a lot. It's like a really big payoff because, well, not only is it you need a Moonstone to evolve, but they're a lot bigger. Like, they just physically seem like a lot bigger and tougher. One kind of interesting thing I thought was that even though they're such unique Pokemon, both Nidoking and Nidoqueen, their species classification is Drill Pokemon, which is also the same species classification as Rhyhorn and Rhyperior, I believe, which is kind of weird that those are all in the original 151, they were already repeating species classifications. I don't know. That's kind of weird to me.
But I just liked. I like that you would catch a Nidoran, and boy or girl type, and then it would just go to Nidorino or Nidorina, and it was. I don't know. It was just. It was a really neat idea. I wish they would do that more with Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because I mean, these days, you know, the male and female, there's a part to play with gender in Pokemon, but not to the extent that with Nidoking and Queen.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think they're really interesting Pokemon. They're well-rounded stat-wise. And the other thing I was going to mention is that, I don't know, for some reason, Nidoking and Nidoqueen both seem like really tough, like almost like violent, like Pokemon compared to like the other, like very, you know, edgy Pokemon compared to a lot of the original 151. And I just wanted to mention some of their Pokedex entries, the flavor text on the Pokedex, the in-game Pokedex.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
They have, and I don't think we mentioned these in, remember that feature that we did with like most terrifying
the weirdest
Pokemon?
One. Yeah,
oh, right.
Yeah. In Gold and Silver, or no, wait, I think it's just Silver. Yeah. The Pokedex entry is, its tail is thick and powerful. If it binds an enemy, it can snap the victim's spine quite easily.
Whoa.
Like, that's really intense and violent.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it? And just the idea of, like, all the poison barbs and like just their appearance, like their kind of hide and with all the like spikes and stuff looks really scary.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And yeah, some of the other ones are pretty bad too. Yeah, like in Leaf Green, it was it uses its powerful tail in battle to smash, constrict, then break the prey's bones.
Man, that's a tough. Yeah, no, that's why I like how tough they sound.
And, yeah,
and also how they look like a kaiju kind of like Godzilla type monster.
Yeah.
I like that as well.
That's true.
With all its, well, I guess it's not like plates on it, but. It's really tough skin, and also just this really only goes for Nidoking, but how he's purple, like uh-huh. I like how it's a scary purple thing, and his ears,
yeah,
like.
And he's kind of got a unicorn horn going on, like yeah. It's really scary. I don't know, there's something about him that's really menacing. Mm-hmm. Like he's one of those ones where it's like if you could imagine yourself in the Pokemon world, that is not a wild Pokemon you would want to cross without your team of Pokemon to like yeah. defend you. Like it's like you
don't
know.
Mess.
I feel like it's like a, you know.
But that'd be a pretty rare one to find in the wild, though.
Yeah,
but.
They're not that rare.
Well, just the Nidoking, though, since you got it.
That oh, that's true. You would never find. Yeah, I guess you would never find a Nidoking in the wild unless it was a trainer's. Yeah, what happens? Okay, yeah, here's a question for you guys. You know how you can release Pokemon from your PC? Where do they go? Because they don't go back to the wild, because you can release any Pokemon, even ones that aren't found in the wild.
Yeah.
And you're just like, bye-bye.
I don't know.
Bye-bye, Nidoking. But if you release your Nidoking from your PC, they don't.
Maybe they go to, like, an animal shelter or something. I don't know. I'd like to think.
That's so sad.
Well, I'd like to think that it's not just their.
They don't just get deleted from your game
well,
save.
Well, that's why I would hope to. Well, I was hoping it wasn't just they get euthanized and disappear.
Yeah.
Like, well, nobody wants this Psyduck anymore. We just have to get rid of him.
Oh. That's going to bother me all day. Last week or the week before?
So all Pokemon trainers, if they really cared about Pokemon, they should be going to the Pokemon shelter to pick up unwanted Pokemon before they start just going out into the wild.
That would be interesting if they had a Pokemon shelter.
They would have thousands of Pidgeys just everywhere.
Yeah.
But also Nidoqueen, isn't she blue?
She's definitely a different color.
It's weird to me that the girl type is blue and the boy type is purple.
I wonder what their shiny sprites are. That's a.
Well, I think I saw on the page for Nidoking when you went down there. His shiny was blue, but I think.
Oh, what is it? Oh, yeah, she's smaller and she's kind of blue and she's not.
And she also has kind of like breasts too.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She's definitely not as like poisonous looking. She looks a lot more. Yeah, definitely.
I'm not surprised that they made in this phallocentric society, they made the dude look more powerful and scary.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, her Pokedex entries are like, it will protect the young and its burrow with its life. Way to go, Pokemon Company. gender discrimination.
Is there a different flavor text for the female Machamp?
I don't think that's a good question, but I don't think that the flavor text changes depending with any kind of dual gendered Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just in special cases where they're actually different. Like,
this is one of the only times where you could see.
Well,
like,
because Nidoking and Nidoqueen are a different species.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are some Pokemon that are only male or only female, uh-huh. but. Which, I don't know, I should look into that and see how they're stereotyped or how they're...
Well, I think that only happens with legendary Pokemon, right? I mean, I know Cresselia is 100% female.
Nah, yeah, that makes sense. It would only be legendaries.
Is there a male-only legendary? That's a good question. I wish I knew all this Pokemon trivia off the top of my head, but I don't. But yeah, so I guess that's it.
Nidoking is really cool. I like Nidoking.
Yeah.
He was in my team for a little while until I got a slightly better, strong guy.
Oh, yeah. Did you that was another thing we're going to. Wow. So disorganized. I apologize that my disorganization this week. I was going to also mention the spotlight that we posted on
Right.
Saturday with some of the early Pokemon, Minazumi, Yorteri, and Choroneko and their evolutions. Did you see my shout out to you, Henry?
Oh, no. What was the...
I put for Minazumi, I put that this is the Pokemon that you would probably level up with no regard for EVs and enter him in the office tournament.
Oh, man. Because
he occurs on like Route 1.
I know.
It's true, Henry.
I think Sunflora was my only real loser.
Oh, my gosh.
One.
Well, who else was in your office?
Let's see. It was Sunflora, Machamp.
Didn't you have, like, a Rattata or something?
No. No, I did not.
Who else?
True.
Who else?
Shoot. I really can't remember it. I can't.
Well,
can't remember.
Well, it's okay. We can talk about it next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so of those three, I don't know if you guys looked at that article. To me, the only one that was really interesting was the final evolution of Yorteri.
Mm-hmm.
And the other
he was
two
the only three
kind of
stager
totally,
of the
Yeah,
starters.
He's only triple stager. I don't know. I think that he has a good payoff at the end. I think that his final evolution is the stats are good and...
I love his little dragging mustache type thing.
Yeah,
too.
And he's got a good move pool and lots of stab moves.
Wait, what does Sand Fence do?
That protects you from, and I'm not sure what that's actually going to be called in, because it's a new ability. I'm not sure what that's going to be called in the English version, but it protects you from damage due to sandstorm conditions.
Mm.
And it does something else too, but I can't remember.
Look at this doggy guy.
Yeah, but like, I think Choroneko and the evolution Leopardus are kind of not that great. Like, I really. Sorry, I know we're totally over time, and I said we wouldn't go over time, but it really, really bugs me when Pokemon. In their level, and I guess level up again doesn't really matter as much this generation, but it really bugs me when the level up move pool doesn't have sufficient stab moves that play to the Pokemon's strengths, like in either physical attack or special attack. Like, it really bugs me, like...
Oh, you mean, like, on a character design level? Like why did you make this character this type and only given these kinds of moves, natural moves?
Well, yeah, like, I like to have a really varied move pool, you know, so, you know, you can get moves of different types and stuff, but I don't understand why, like, for example, Leopardus, he's dark type, why he doesn't have any good dark type moves.
I wonder if they do that on purpose to encourage, like, the hardcore competitive players to train and teach those, like, really good dark moves to this dark character with better dark stats. You know what I mean? To leave that up to the players themselves to put in there.
I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to get any good... I mean, any dark type... I think the only dark type move you can get on... Leopardus, well, I guess, yeah, there must be some that he can learn through TM, but, like, I mean, unless you get a dark type of hidden power, you're kind of screwed. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you are screwed if you don't have dark type hidden power. Like, there's really, and to me, I know, like, I always try, especially when I'm doing, like, competitive battling, like, try and have a good, like, a varied moveset, but you need, every Pokemon needs one good stab move in his moveset. Period. For offensive Pokemon. So, I mean, to me, he's just totally useless. I don't know, you guys.
Set him free. Put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
He's not earning his keep. There's no room for him.
Send him
but
to
yeah,
the
he definitely, the cat definitely went into the PC right away. I took the dog out. I'm using the dog, but
the cat and the dog look amazing as they evolve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, check out that article.
Yeah, and I mean, Leopardus is a cool-looking Pokemon. I'm just really not... I'm not impressed. Mm-hmm. But the dog I came around at first time. I put that Yorkie in the PC. I'm like, he's useless. But Once I saw his final evolution, I came around. And the same with
Minasumi. I love this middle evolution where his body just gets longer and he becomes more like a sausage dog.
Yeah, and I actually like his final evolution. Yeah. I think some people were commenting like that it wasn't good, but I like it.
I like it too. I'm surprised they didn't all have three forms, though. Just him. That's not uncommon.
To me, it's almost surprising that he is a triple stager, because normally, well, I guess no, that's not true. There are usually triple stagers early on, but usually there's a couple of both. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I guess we should wrap it up. We're totally out of time.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
And go get your Liberty tickets, everybody. Liberty tickets.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.